This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More families in Wisconsin are taking exemptions for routine childhood vaccinations than most other states. The state immunization program says about 85% of Wisconsin kindergarten students are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella shots. The national average is closer to 93%. A bail hearing today in Manitowoc in the case of a couple from Two Rivers charged in the death of her 3-year-old son, Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie.
While I will not comment further on the details of the case, I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Katrina Bauer is charged with chronic child neglect causing death and obstructing an officer. Jesse Vang is charged with child abuse and hiding a corpse. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is holding steady. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the state's jobless rate was 2.9% in September. Kamala Harris is warning Wisconsin supporters of what she calls the serious consequences if Donald Trump returns to the presidency, especially since the U.S. Supreme Court granted Trump broad criminal immunity.
Just imagine Donald Trump with no guardrails, right? He who has vowed, if reelected, he will be a dictator on day one.
Harris was in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay yesterday. Groups are asking the Wisconsin Attorney General to look into intimidating text messages sent to young adults about voting around the state. Molly Carmichael is a recent college graduate and a member of the League of Women Voters.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote.
Jay Heck of Common Cause says he thinks most won't fall for it.
I think younger people, by and large, I think are less susceptible to some of this stuff that they see in the texts that they get because they're just more used to social media.
The texts warn of fines or jail time for breaking election laws. Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is nationally recognized as Mammogram Day. For women over age 40, this is our reminder to set up an appointment for an annual mammogram. Early detection of cancer gives us a crucial head start on treatment when it's most effective. Dr. Cecilia Strode is a board-certified breast surgeon at Aspirus. She said, finding something small, even though it may be cancer, is going to make the treatment process a lot of times a lot more straightforward. Statistics show that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime, so the importance of yearly mammograms cannot be overstated. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Day of Caring is October 26th. You can still volunteer to help rake leaves. Paper City Savings is having a broad fry today with all proceeds going to United Way. It's at Paper City Savings on 8th Street from 10 to 2:30. Families have the opportunity to attend free Empower to Connect training in November. This ETC training will help you identify trauma's effects and apply attachment-based principles and support self-care. Hosted by the Wood County Human Services Department, they will provide attachment-rich, healing-center training resources that emphasize root causes and community support. It's on Wednesday, November 13th from 5 to 7. This is open to families, foster families, and those who support them. Farmers who were impacted by Hurricane Helene are getting help from Wisconsin farmers by delivering hay for their animals in North Carolina and Tennessee. This initiative was started by Freemark Innovations, a window supplier in Merrill. They said that they've gathered tens of thousands of bales of hay through donations. They're currently looking for more drivers to take hay down to impacted states. The Wisconsin Rapids Family Center is planning a vigil to honor victims who lost their life due to domestic violence in 2023. It will be at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on October 24th at 6 p.m. This will also honor those in the community that helped to heal victims, hold space for survivors, and center those most vulnerable. Did you hear about the tens of thousands of chickens being given away in western Wisconsin? A poultry company filed bankruptcy and left the farmers on the hook. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing the USDA to assist western Wisconsin farmers affected by the sudden closure of the poultry producer. Baldwin said that the USDA should provide financial assistance to affected farmers and promote legislation to avoid this situation in the future. Minnesota and Iowa state governments were able to help farmers, but no such law existed for this situation in Wisconsin. A local quilting group in Marshfield makes a global impact. The Faith Lutheran Church Peace Corps Ministry, spelled P-I-E-C-E, brings together around 30 members from the FLC congregation and surrounding community members to make quilts, baby kits, and fabric kits for those in need around the world. In 2024, over 100 quilts were distributed locally, and more than 500 were sent to Lutheran World Relief to distribute in over 20 countries worldwide. Pheasant season opens at 9 a.m. tomorrow and runs through Sunday, January 5th. The DNR reminds hunters the opening weekend has a bag limit of one rooster per day. On Monday, the limit increases to two. The DNR plans to stock approximately 75,000 pheasants from the state game farm on over 80 properties statewide. You can find out more on the DNR's pheasant hunting webpage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost their final preseason game to the Mavericks 109-84. Doc Rivers says it was important for the younger players, like A.J. Johnson, to get in some playing time with their veterans.
Like a look at A.J. Johnson, he struggled a little bit today. All that is good for him. All the minutes are good. I thought there are spurts or moments tonight where you can see where all of them at different points can play. But for all of them, they just have to learn that you're going to play with Dame and Giannis and Brooke and Bobby and Chris Middleton. They all have to learn how to play with stars.
The Bucks season opener is next Wednesday night in Philly against the 76ers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Evanston to play Northwestern tomorrow at 11 a.m. On Sunday, the Packers host the Houston Texans. Rich Bisaccia asked, what is he like about their new veteran kicker, Brandon McManus?
I mean, what's not to like? You know, he's got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been in a lot of pressure situations. He's had kicks in the Super Bowl. He's played in cold weather. He's played in hot weather. So he's had a lot of experiences kicking in a lot of different climates, in a lot of different places. And, you know, he's been successful for a long time. So we're glad we got him right now.
That's Packers special team coordinator Rich Bisaccia with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Grey's Anatomy is in its 21st season, if you can believe that. How do you keep a show on the air that long? You change cast members, often to keep it fresh. Grey's has announced Sophia Bush will join the cast in a recurring role as a trauma surgeon. The One Tree Hill and Chicago PD actress will make her first appearance this season in episode 6. Bush has also been busy with a One Tree Hill sequel, which is in the works. In yesterday's beats, I mentioned that Al Pacino almost didn't get the part of Michael Corleone in The Godfather, and then was in constant fear of being replaced by the studio. More from Al Pacino's memoir, which is about to hit shelves, or iPads, has Pacino sharing that between takes while filming the opening wedding scene, he and co-star Diane Keaton were laughing at how they thought they were ruining their careers by doing the film. They both agreed they were part of the worst movie ever made. Al was eventually in the worst movie ever made, but it wasn't until 2011, and it's called Jack and Jill. Sonny Boy, a memoir, is available October 22nd. Bad news from the world of pop music, as One Direction's Liam Payne died after a fall from a third-story balcony in Buenos Aires, Argentina, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Payne was discovered while performing in front of Simon Cowell on the show The X Factor, which led him to the band One Direction. Liam Payne was just 31 years old. Saturday Night Live's 50th season is off to a roaring start. A little extra hype thanks to the movie Saturday Night, which tells the story about the moments leading up to the first broadcast of the show in 1975, is probably not hurting. The show's October 12th episode drew its highest ratings in over 3 years with host Ariana Grande and musical act Stevie Nicks. NBC reports that the show pulled in over 5.5 million viewers for the actual episode and a true 516 million views on social media. The first show of the season, featuring Gene Smart as the host and Jelly Roll, brought in the biggest numbers for a season opener since 2020. 50 years is not a bad run. Headed to the theater this weekend? Only a few films open in wide release, but two of them are re-releases. The first one is Back to the Future Part 2, starring Michael J. Fox. Many people think the second installment was better than the original and is much better than the third one. The film is being released in honor of its 35th anniversary. anniversary. Another re-release hitting the screens this weekend is Hocus Pocus. The 1993 film stars Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker. Although critics were lukewarm on it initially, it did very well with audiences and has great performances by its cast. If you're up for some scares, check out Smile 2, yet another horror film that is so far anyway critically acclaimed with an 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if you're lucky enough to live in a town where a theater is showing Goodrich, you can check out some good old-fashioned comedy drama starring Michael Keaton. The film is not yet reviewed, but could be the perfect recipe if you're tired of being freaked out all month. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and still windy today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon with winds south at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low 70s. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.